Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Outsiders Podcast, where three childhood best friends discuss their trials and tribulations in a fantasy hockey pool known as the Maple Hockey Pool. Everyone, for tuning in to episode 3 of the Outsiders. This episode is called An Introspection. Because we're going to be reflecting on, a lost season for us.
Yep.
I'm joined by Hallway to Heaven, and I'm also joined by Fuznetsov. How are you guys today?
Pretty good. And yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I feel pretty good, bud.
Good.
So with that... let's get into it. I'm going to ask you guys a couple of burning questions that all of our fans want to know about.
Sure.
So the first one is, and I guess we'll start with you, Frank.
Okay.
We're all sitting outside of a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. So I think we're all officially out of it right now. Yeah. And if you had to look back on your season, what would you rate your season?
I'd give myself a 9.5 out of 10 if that's what we're doing. Because for multiple reasons, not only did I banish the team that I was handed and made myself a statement in the league not to be fucked with, but I also solidified what next season with the draft picks and the team that I want, as in the keepers that I want. But it wasn't an easy road to get where I'm at. And you just got to keep your head down and get ready for next season. So I thought I did what I wanted to accomplish. I got accomplished. Was it done by the books? No. Did I piss people off? Yes. And I have about it pretty much. And would I have changed anything? I probably might have kept Aho, but
Aho.
I can live without Aho. But yeah, Fu, what do you think?
I think that if I had to give myself a rating on this season, I'd probably give myself around a 7.3.
Mm-hmm. One bite, everybody knows the rules?
You know what, Frank? I don't really have a definition as to why I'm not giving myself a 10, but I made some poor mistakes at the draft, taking Kovalchuk.
Yeah, I was there too. Yeah, like I took a gamble on Doughty. That guy didn't even show up for this season, I'm pretty sure. So, round pick.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, you know all about that.
Yeah.
So, Frank, I have another question for you, and I think those are interesting ratings because Fu's obviously being a bit hard on himself, but Frank is also extremely confident. He thinks he's had a stellar season, which I love. So your question for you, this was like your first serious pool, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Correct.
So how much time do you think, cause you have like a, you got a family.
Yeah. I got a big,
you got schedule. A wife and kids.
I work, a wife, I got a kid, a dog. You know what, Joe, I probably could cut back a couple hours a day in terms of fantasy land. But you know what? I wanted to put the time and the effort in, and everything else could fucking wait.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. We manage it very well. It's easy. The kid goes to bed at 8 o'clock. I got the rest of the night to figure out what I got to do. Right, as long as my lines are set, and then we can carry on with some discussions after the kid goes to sleep. But other than that, probably at around an hour and a half a day if we're not doing the podcast. If we're doing the podcast, probably 3 hours.
Has
your wife ever gotten upset with you?
No, she knows the rules, bro. She knows the rules. They don't call me daddy for no reason, eh?
Okay, well, this is going down a dark path. So let's go to Fu. So Fu, I hope you don't mind, but I solicited some feedback from other general managers on both you guys.
Ooh, I want to hear this.
Okay, yeah. And if you guys want, I can read it. And the rule was that it all had to be respectful, obviously.
No,
so if you
want
to hear...
disrespect. I want truth. I want continuity. I want to know how this works.
Yeah, I would love to hear this.
These are three general managers that I promise I would not disclose like who they are. Yeah, and I told them it's gonna be completely anonymous.
As soon as I hear the Coles notes on it, I'll probably fucking be able to pin who it was.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So go ahead. Okay. Cowards don't put their stamp on shit, eh?
Yeah. No. I told them that I wanted it to be honest and anonymous. Yeah.
Okay.
And fine. So I'm gonna respect that.
That's fine.
So here's the first one for Yufu. This is GM number one.
Yeah.
Infu was dealt the weakest hand of keepers, coupled with a mediocre draft and questionable trades for the sake of making moves. He too had a disappointing first year, but has racked up some nice pieces next season. Do you think that's fair, Fu, or no?
I completely agree with it. I had some questionable trades. I definitely had a questionable draft, but it was a big learning curve, big learning experience for me. So I'm
I agree. It's pretty equal across the board for all three of us. Other than I got dealt the best team at the beginning, but then decided to bury it. So I mean,
yeah.
So Frank, I agree with what Fu's response there.
Yeah.
Okay, so Frank, this GM, when he had GM number one again, had to say about you. He wrote, "I think Frank has learned a lot in his first year, but ultimately, his own biases and hatred of other teams has hindered his potential."
I wouldn't call it hindered my potential, but yeah, I see where that's Drea for sure. I see where he's coming with that, but. what in my defense, if I don't like when Boston scores a goal, I don't want Boston Bruins on my hockey team.
Yeah,
I can't stand when Pasternak and that fucking idiot who sings their national anthem. I can't stand it. So I don't want to. I don't want to even know when they score. So me trading Pasternak, I don't like it. I don't want him. Not my guy. Don't need him.
Okay. I really like this though. I like this, Joe. What else did everyone have to say?
Yeah.
So Fu, let's go back to Fu. So that was general manager number one. General manager number two. This is what he had for you, Frank. I'm not too sure where Frank's head was at this year. His team could have been competitive, but he decided he wanted to trade his best players for a bag of pucks. It seems like he's just in the league to make trades. What do you think about that, Frank?
100% correct. Do you think I care about 200 bones? I'm here to cause a ruckus. Well, no, for the first year. You guys knew for the first year, I was here, the atom bomb was ticking it.
Yeah.
Jeez. For the okay. Boys. Well, it sounds like you like it, Frank. So I'm happy you like it.
No, I fucking love it. You want to know why? Because with each trade, somebody cringed. Somebody's asshole fucking puckered up and got real tight because they didn't like it. And I loved it.
Okay, so Fu, this guy had to say about you. He says, Fu has all heart but not much talent. He's in it for the laughs.
That was Dave for sure. Dave is GM number two.
You know what? I love it. I love it because I'm all about having a laugh and I'm all about having a good time.
Oh so, yeah,
that's what I'm here for, bud.
Ferda.
Okay. I'm here for
so.
Okay, who's the last GM?
So the last GM here. Let me just pull them up. He's giving the mechanic in us. Okay, so for Frank's season, this is what they had to say about your season. Borderline insane. And would have had a really good team if he didn't LG it.
Wow.
You guys, they're correct. They are right. I got handed the better team between the three of us. But I didn't want it because I wanted to sit back. I'm going to keep going back to this. I wanted to sit back and watch this fucking – this pool unfold the way it did, the way GMs and tendencies are, the way they feel about trades, the way now I know, like, tendencies and future. Like, when I make a deal, I'm specifically going to look at standings, see who is this deal going to fuck, okay? Yeah. So that's where – this year took me. because I wanted to sit back and learn about the pool, learn fucking everything that has to go on. But I'm telling you right now, there's still shit I don't know. Like, but I can't talk about it on air just yet, so we'll keep that for a later date. But no, I don't disagree. And
I love it.
Agree. Call it borderline insane if you want, but buddy, you haven't seen fucking nothing.
Okay, let's wrap it up at that. That's intense.
Okay, tell me how close I was on guessing on all three GMs.
No, I'm not going to go near that. I promised them it would stay anonymous. Yeah. Okay, so foo season.
Mm. Here we go.
I really like this one, actually, foo.
Yeah.
Decimated with injuries early on and was forced to sell.
True.
Played the whole season with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. You know what, Joe?
Yeah.
Is that it? Was that it?
That's it, yeah.
That must have been totally.
Pretty bang on. Yeah. I was decimated by injuries. But I guess you can't let that ruin the longevity of the pool for myself. Like I knew I wasn't going to make the playoffs. So I was like, you know, sell mode right away.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunately it put me in that position, but sicko I definitely mode. Did play with a chip on my shoulder. I was very upset.
Sicko mode. Yeah.
Yeah. I went sicko mode, buddy. I was very mad. Cause I knew I was going into weeks with, you know, I was forced to drop guys, forced to make trades just to have guys for the week. So
Joe, can I bring something up quickly? Sorry to interrupt you there, fool.
Sure, buddy. Sure.
But Joe, next time you talk to these guys regarding the season and this and that, I want you to get their insight on how they feel about next year. Because I'm telling you right now, this offseason, these guys that don't have first, second, third round picks, I hope to God they don't get them. And I hope to God there's four guys at the bottom of the barrel next year just burning and itching to get back into fucking contention, okay? Wow. So get their feedback on that.
That's dark. That. Wow.
That's very dark.
That's very dark, Frank.
You gotta ask tough questions, man.
Yeah. I love the intensity.
Good.
Yeah.
We're borderline insane. I'm fucking full blown insane. Okay, go on. What's next? What do we hit?
Okay. So we're going to do – so the playoffs are starting on Monday, so tomorrow. So we're going to do our – you guys are going to give your playoff picks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep track each round. So before we do that, though, I wanted to give Foo an opportunity to address some – I guess address a bit of conflict from earlier this week. Foo, I'm going to let you just speak to it. And why don't you let our thousands of listeners know exactly what happened.
We're top. So,
I'll explain briefly. I'll give a quick breakdown. So,
who played the game like a dirty little fucking mouse? He
Frankie,
wanted.
Frankie, let me.
Let's go.
So quickly.
Good.
About a week and a half ago, I picked up two backup goalies, fully knowing that I wasn't. fully knowing that I wasn't going to be in the playoffs. And I left a message in our group. We have like a forum, like a message board, like a chat where we, you know, we talk about the pool. And I left a message in there saying basically, I've picked up two goalies in the hopes one of your goalies gets injured, and I'm here to screw everyone in this pool.
And it's a spite pickup. They were calling it the spite gate.
It was. They were call. Yeah, they were calling it the spite pickups.
Okay, well, but in all fairness, I did it. But yeah. I didn't do it for the negative the negative rationale or anything like that. I did it because it made perfectly good sense to me, even though I was down 70 points.
For me, it made zero sense. It was just strictly to screw people over.
And that's why it was so intense, because you picked the guys up, and then you went into the chat and you told everyone you basically just made a move to screw them over. And I thought that took a lot of stones.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? This is why I did that. And I'm going to give you the broader picture here, is that it was a move that was legal. It was a move that was within the rules. And it was a move that I was allowed to do. And nobody made a stink about it when it was done the day after, 2 days after that. However, it only became an issue when the podcast came out last week. So I'm going to give you a quick – I'm going to say a couple of names here. Soros, Jimmy Howard, Cam Talbot, Cam Ward, James Reimer were all still available goalies when I had picked up those two goalies. So if people are going to care, about Garrett Sparks, ranked 523rd, and DeSmith, the backup on Pittsburgh, who's ranked 180th. If you're going to be focused and worried about me picking up those two people, that's one thing. You have your own demons to fight. However, I understand what I said was wrong, and the
fool, don't
the reasoning,
fucking back
listen,
pedal,
the reasoning,
bro.
Listen, the reasoning behind my moves was wrong. I'll give it that. However, and I had countless discussions with people.
Now,
I believe the term used to describe us or myself in those moves was gutless, classless, and lacking integrity. So
those are fighting words.
Yeah, those are fire words. I just want to lay something out here quickly. These are just verbatim quotes that I've picked up from people regarding integrity, classless, and being gutless.
Mm-hmm. Coming from a group of guys
who
did what they did.
So verbatim from a GM, this league was never meant to be fair for you. GM number two, you knew the stipulations coming into this league. GM number three, totally wanted to make it even harder for you. So, if we are going to discuss the word of integrity, classless, and gutless, let's leave that.
Guys, it's getting heated. I think we need to just take a step back.
No. This is real feelings coming out. Fool, you're 100% correct.
These are verbatim things. I'm not saying what I did was right by any means.
Define verbatim for our listeners.
Yeah, we're not going to discuss gutless and classless. This league is a great time. And that's what we're going to make it. We're going to get a lot of fun.
I have one question for the insiders that are listening right there. Last week, when you saw these moves go down between Fuz Netsov and my team, where I picked up the Ming and I was playing Steve, so it was a double whammy with Steve having Vasilevsky sitting to get some rest, the Ming starting.
Yeah.
I'm playing Steve. If I happen to beat Steve, I don't finish in last. Vito finishes in last. It was a no-brainer pickup for me. But I want to know something. For those guys who got pissed and for those guys who are watching from the outside, that those pickups didn't affect at all. Did you or did you not lose sleep? Because, because I want to know if you guys were tossing and turning all night. Because these are the type of pickups that heading into next year are going to set you guys on fire.
Oh, my God.
Okay? We are coming for the throat.
Okay. This is you.
You know what I'm saying? You hear me knocking.
This is why we're the outsiders, buddy.
That's right.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize you guys had all this energy bottled up, man.
Buddy, wait till fucking 2019-2020.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick breath.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to close it off here, Fu, with this subject. At the end of the day, you ultimately caved, and I guess you gave him back.
Yeah, right? Because it's the classy and integral thing to do.
You wanted to lead by example.
Isn't that what leaders do?
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
See, I actually got fucked up. I read something that said that Vasilevsky was going to start for the remainder of this week, so I dropped the Ming.
Picked him up and then dropped him. He didn't
like a fucking dummy.
But Joe, I really want to get into the playoff predictions, man.
Yeah,
let's get into playoff predictions right now, and I'm gonna record them for you guys, so that each week we're gonna come back and see how you guys did in terms of your guesses.
Yeah,
give me one second here. I'm just pulling up the bracket to make sure I got the right information.
Yeah, no problem. I have a quick question for the listeners also. When at the end of the season, everybody,
Frank, how are they going to respond to you?
In the message, in the group.
Yeah.
What the hell does the points have anything to do with standings unless there's a tie? Is that it?
I don't know what that means, Frank.
You know, like your total fantasy points?
Yeah,
fucking Shemin Indy.
Yeah,
right. What, like, I don't understand what the big deal is with them. If I don't start guys this week, I was getting some slack, but it's okay.
I don't know. I don't even know what you're saying, but I agree with you.
Okay, here we go. So we have the playoff bracket here.
Yeah.
So guys, there's some massive battles. So let's start with the 1-8 matchup. So we have Turco versus Bona.
Bona.
Unless Sidney Crosby catches fire. Just Bona, have your bags ready at the door.
Yeah. I know that Vito's hosting a golf tournament, and I think that Bona's going to be there a couple of weeks early practicing his swings. But
wow! So yeah. you think this is just a thrashing then?
I think Torquia by like 50.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Barring any injuries.
That means Bona's not advancing. Okay. So I got you both down for Torquia. So next we have. The 2 seed Windsor versus the 7 seed Drea.
Now this is a funny matchup.
Yeah, this is tough.
Because I was actually dead even on both of them, only because Drea has players that could potentially step up and do more than they've done all year, but now has the players that have been basically doing it all year. So I mean, I went with Al. But I'll stick to it. But I will say that if there's going to be an upset, it's going to be this one.
Frank, I completely agree with you, and I actually have Drea for that reason.
Yeah.
Oh, so we got diverged. Okay.
This is the big upset of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think Drea actually squeaks it out over Al. I might catch some backlash, but I think
Al has this in the bag. It's his week to lose. I'll put it like
to
that.
Lose exactly. Yeah.
It's
exactly.
His week to lose.
Yeah.
Okay, so fuck we got Frank. Whoa! He didn't mean that, Al.
No, I didn't.
we have Frank down for Windsor and Drea down for Fu.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, food down for Drea, but it's okay. We got it.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Next, we got the 3rd seed. We have JR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus Apostolos.
Apostolos.
6 seed.
Mechanicanos. Okay. Go ahead, Fu.
I looked at the lineups. I looked at the matchups. I think when it comes down to it, man, when you're talking about McKinnon, McDavid, Marner, John's team is too strong. I actually like John to actually win the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think that his
team you're throwing it out there.
Okay. Yeah, I think John's team is too strong. I think he's better than 3rd place or wherever he is now. John, I think, has the strongest team. And that's just my opinion. His team is unbelievable. Tolley's team, I said at the beginning of the year it was junk. I was obviously playing around. Tolley's got a good team. It's solid. It's got a good core. But I just think John's team's too strong, man.
Yeah. So I had a talk with Tolley probably about maybe 2 months ago, okay, where I said to Tolley that I was looking – I went ahead of the pack, and I kind of figured out that if Tolley played somebody like Drea or played somebody like Steve, that Tolley's team was the team to beat. Because if you look at all season, he hasn't – he's won a few games, lost one. Won a few games, lost one. Won a few games, lost one. So he's been clearly the most consistent team all season. So I had told Tolley from the start, listen, dude, your team, if they take it to that extra level, this is your pool to win. Because you can bank on guys like John having McKinnon and McDavid, fine. But look at where Edmonton is. Okay.
No, you're right.
Okay, like these guys, yeah, they put up their points, but if their team's not in contention, guys like that tend to fucking probably, I wouldn't say check out early, but I mean, you know, like they're going to start dishing the puck a little bit more to get maybe Draisaitl to fucking 50 goals, right?
You know, I see what you're saying.
Like, you know, there's ways where I said to Tolley, your team can actually win this or you can be out the first round, so, and you got stuck facing John, but I'm going with John on this one. Sorry, Paul.
Okay. So you guys got you both down for John.
Yeah.
Okay. And Steven, for the last
it's Steven Dave next. Yeah. Man, that's
now guys, okay, this one also just to make a quick comment on John's team. What I like about John's team is that he's heavy on Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado's in 9th place right now. And those guys are gonna be flying to try and get into the playoffs. They're gonna be grinding.
Hold on. This is where it gets tricky now between Dave and Steve, because now Steve loses Landeskog. So that's his best player. And for a team that's trying to make a push to get in, you gotta understand that you need your best guy going. And if you don't have him, you're fucking done and out. So Steve, goodbye.
Like, you're going to see.
Goodbye.
You enjoyed saying that, eh, Frank?
No, I didn't. The guy's he's got the most championships in the league. He's got to go. He's got to have to start. Okay.
So, and Dave's team is stacked. Look at Dave's team. You're welcome, Dave. By the way,
if I can make a comment,
how about you, Fu?
I was gonna say, yeah. I think that Boston's really hot right now. I think that March and April, you know, your best players are your best players on every NHL team. He's got Ovechkin. He's got you know, Bergeron. Fleury. He's got Bergeron. Pavelski. He's got big guys, man. Sagan. And I gotta give it to Dave, man. I have to.
Yeah, and that's an upset, right? Steve finished ahead of him.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens in Chicago too, because Steve also has Taze.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, these are our judgments.
How far out is Chicago? Does anybody know?
I'm not too sure.
I'm not sure how far out they are. So you guys are both going with Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have to. Suter McGavin, buddy.
Suter McGavin.
Okay, guys. So that brings us to the end of our episode. So next week, we'll come on. We'll check your predictions, and also, did you guys want to let our audience know who you had in mind for a guest on the next episode?
I don't know who's coming on for sure.
I have an idea. Can I spit it out?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, okay. Before I say a name, what do you think on we hold off until we see what the first round of playoffs turns out like, and then pick who we should have? Because I would like to have Steve on, considering he's won the most championships and then has dominated this point on for the past whatever how many years it's been.
Yeah.
So I would like his intake on how things play out in March, April, and then heading into the finals.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind like to see who gets knocked out first round and whose team does what before we invite anybody.
So I personally would like to have Tolley on.
Okay.
Just for the simple reason that we've had long chats about this pool.
So I got to be honest with you guys. I spoke to Steve.
Yeah.
And I thought you guys were going to say Steve, so I confirmed them.
No,
Yeah, Steve's good too.
Oh, you confirmed? Confirmed?
He confirmed. Yeah.
He confirmed. All right.
Ooh, Stevie, yeah. Stevie B.
At least I took it as a confirmation when I spoke to him.
That's
maybe
right.
I'm totally seeing it wrong. But
I'm okay. No, I'm okay with that. We could even invite somebody else who gets kicked out and get their feedback.
For sure.
Right? Like another loser.
Or maybe this is some foreshadowing. Maybe. Steve is going to be
the one guy.
Steve's going to be
All righty. Well, I'm looking forward to
it, guys. Everybody, okay, well, enjoy have a good week. Keep your hard hats on tight. Tie your boots up. And
I'll see you in the movies.
And we'll see you in the movies there, fella. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, boys. Have a great one.
You too.
You as well.
Bye-bye now.